Today on Gardening in a Minute, Lily of the Nile. Lily of the Nile is a great summer flowering bulb for southern gardens. These tough plants have strap-like leaves and bloom all summer long with pom-pom-shaped flower clusters, typically in white, blue, or purple. The flowers attract hummingbirds and work well as cut flowers. The plants can reach 3 feet tall and 2 feet wide, though dwarf forms are available. Lily of the Nile looks wonderful when planted in large groups in landscape beds, but it works equally well in containers. Lily of the Nile can take full sun, but in Florida prefers a bit of shade. Likewise, it's relatively drought-tolerant, but performs better with regular watering. If you're looking for a Florida-friendly plant that can take our summers in stride, try planting Lily of the Nile. For more information about Lily of the Nile and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping principle number 7, recycle. It's easy to recycle the yard waste left over from mowing, pruning, raking, and other yard work. Plus, it helps return valuable nutrients to the soil. Start by leaving your grass clippings on the lawn when you mow. Never dump grass clippings or other yard waste into storm drains or waterways. It's illegal and it pollutes our environment. Use raked leaves and pine needles in beds as mulch or add them to the compost pile to create a nutrient-rich soil amendment. You can toss small cuttings from trees and shrubs behind other plantings to recycle their nutrients. Many communities provide free yard waste pickup, and they'll often turn the waste into free or cheap mulch or compost available to homeowners. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, perennial peanut. Perennial peanut is a pretty ground cover with cheerful yellow flowers that bloom all summer long. It requires almost no maintenance and can be planted throughout Florida. Perennial peanut needs full or partial sun to thrive. When planted from rhizomes or plugs, it's best established in winter or early spring. But containerized perennial peanut can be planted year-round. It tolerates mowing and actually blooms more after it's been cut. Like many ground covers, perennial peanut is not tolerant of foot traffic, so provide walkways or stepping stones. It also goes dormant in winter and may need edging to keep it in bounds. Perennial peanut is highly resistant to drought, nematodes, and pathogens once established and needs little fertilizer. For more information about perennial peanut, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pickling vegetables. Summer is a great time for making pickles using vegetables from your garden. Cucumbers are an obvious choice, but don't forget the green beans, okra, and other vegetables can also be pickled. You'll need to gather several items: fresh, clean vegetables, food-safe containers, vinegar, pickling salt, seasoning, and canning supplies. There are two types of pickles. Brined pickles are cured for several weeks at room temperature and become acidic through the growth of naturally occurring bacteria. Quick pickles are produced using a hot vinegar solution and take just a few days. Find a recipe that has been tested and that you like, and follow all the instructions carefully. That way you'll be sure to end up with pickles that are tasty and also safe to eat. For more information about pickling vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting trees that can withstand hurricanes. With hurricane season arriving, Floridians start thinking about how to prepare. In your own landscape, one of the best things you can do is to plant trees that can withstand hurricane-force winds. Research conducted by University of Florida scientists showed that sand live oaks are the most resistant to wind damage. Other good choices include the southern magnolia, live oak, crepe myrtle, bald cypress, and sable palm. These trees are less likely to lose limbs or blow over during hurricanes. Some of the trees with the least wind resistance were sand pine, Chinese elm, water oak, and laurel oak. Remember that proper planting and care are just as important as tree selection. By making smart choices when you choose and plant new trees, you'll be able to avoid costly damage later. For more information about trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.